Hello, welcome to your daily sports podcast over here. Your host is right here, Amigo Whoop. I'm here to talk today about the Premier League, soccer league, you know, for our non-soccer people out there. This is probably the best league in the world, and it's a very exciting 2019-2020 season upcoming. The favorites are obviously Man City and Liverpool. But I'm not here to talk about that right now. I want to talk about who has had the best transfer window so far from the Premier League teams. Obviously, we have Man City that I think they just sealed or is about to be sealed the Cancelo move. He's a fullback, so he can play on the right, play on the left. It just depends really where you like him. I'm pretty sure he plays mostly on the right. So that's a good alternative for Pep Guardiola, and I'm sure he'll make him way better. Also, we got Nicolas Pepe. He arrived to Arsenal from a record transfer fee. I think it was 72 million pounds. So they literally smashed their transfer record, because I don't know if you're familiar with Arsenal. If you're not, they had this coach. His name was Wenger. He liked the youth, so he would bring up people like players, young players from the system, from his like academy and stuff. So yeah. And then we also have Liverpool. They haven't done anything yet, and the transfer window is about to close in about 3 days. So that's a little concerning in my opinion, especially because they have the league, two domestic cups that they have to play, and then they also have the Champions League, of course. So I don't know if their squad is really gonna be up to I don't think it's deep enough. Like, I don't think they'll be able to compete for all four competitions like Man City did last year. But obviously Man City has a better, deeper squad, I believe. And yeah, and we also have, of course, Tottenham. They got Ndombele. So that's a very big signing. They also smashed their transfer record on that one, so that's very good for them. And then we got Wolves. They've done, I think, in my opinion, amazing transfer business in the window. And we have Everton. Everton have done very good. They just got Keane. Prospect, a really good youngster from Juventus. He's a forward. Everton, though, staying with Everton, they do need to get a center back. I know they're linked with the move from this guy from Monaco. He's a right back, I believe. But they really do need a center back. If they get a center back, this would be probably, I think, the best transfer window in like the last few years that they've had. So if they can really get a like center back, just so they have at depth, even if it's not a like, world class center back. I know there's not a lot of options out there, but if they can just get like a rotation center back, someone that can like help them in case like there's an injury, or you know, someone goes down or anything like that, even if just want to rotate the squad, because they do have, I think, three competitions, the two cups and the league. I don't think they qualify for Europa League or anything like that. So yeah, so Everton and Wolves especially, they're gonna be wanting to go get in the top six. Obviously Chelsea, another, or supposedly another top club. They obviously have Christian Pulisic, but other than that, they haven't been able to do anything because their transfer ban. If you don't know, but the transfer ban is like the FIFA, like, you know, just give him a ban because they see they're spending too much money and then didn't sell enough players, or you know, just you get into all those rules and they're all like different and complicated. So we're just gonna stick with, you know, easy. So yeah, they have the transfer ban. So they only really got like Pulisic as their as their signing, and that was done in, way back in January last year. They have Frank Lampard. A lot of people question the management signing or appointment. It's just, in my opinion, it's like, I mean, they didn't like Sarri at all, so might as well just get someone that wants to be there and is familiar with the club and what the club does and how they do it. You know, he's a club legend, obviously, so I think he won't do great, but like a great season for him, it would be a top six finish. A lot of people have him finishing in the top six. In my opinion, I think Wolves, Leicester City, and Everton are going to be pushing for that sixth spot. I think the top five spots are pretty much clear. It's going to be Man City, Liverpool, Tottenham, Man U, who just signed Harry Maguire for an astonishing, ridiculous fee. And who would I say? In Arsenal, of course. I think that's going to be the top five. Maybe Man U don't even make it to the top five. Maybe they're in sixth place or seventh place. If, you know, their squad is definitely deep enough to go top five, top four, but you never know. Their coach, Ole Solskjaer, is not very, I don't think he's good for Man U. I think the club is too big for him. But yeah, so I'm going to start with that. And some winners, I think, from the transfer windows, definitely Leicester City. Like I said, Everton have done great. Wolves have done amazing. Man City, they just really signed Rodri and Cancelo. So I think they've done quite good. I mean, they really needed someone to replace Fernandinho. So Rodri is there for them. Cancelo adds depth to that defensive, you know, fullbacks. Other than that, they haven't done anything like very drastic at all, which sometimes is good. Just get like one or two, maybe three players in your squad just to add like new blood, new rotation, and you know, so that's good for them. Liverpool haven't done anything, like I said. I don't think that's good for them. I think they should at least sign a midfielder or maybe another attacker just for depth. Chelsea, like we said, they have that transfer ban. So they just got Pulisic. January, other than that, they're just going to rely on a lot of youngsters, which, you know, can be good, can be bad. Arsenal have done, I think, amazing pieces of business with Dani Ceballos on loan. So that's going to add a lot of depth and just like a whole new dimension to their midfield, I believe. He does a little bit of everything. He can do defensive work. He can obviously do great attacking work. And he's just like a box-to-box midfielder. Nicolas Pepe, of course, another attacking option with that trio up top. With, like I said, Aubameyang and Nicolas Pepe, I think they're going to have definitely a top three attacking. Tottenham and Dembele. And they might be selling Eriksen, so that's not going to be good for them if they end up selling Eriksen. But, I mean, they're always just good, like a good, solid team. Pochettino has them, like, very, like, just there. I just got some news that the Spurs Dybala bid was accepted. It says Juventus agrees to 78 million fee. Hours after Tottenham went linked with loan to Coutinho. Obviously, Coutinho doesn't want to go on loan. Barcelona doesn't want him to go on loan. They'd rather just sell him for like 100 plus mil. But anyways, if Dybala goes to Tottenham, that would be great for them. Like, of course, pairing Dybala with Dele Alli and Harry Kane would overtake, I think, Arsenal as the top three. But as of right now, I have Arsenal as a top three attacking. And then Man U, I think they spent a lot of money in the Harry Maguire, but something that they had to do. Paul Pogba still in the team, so that's good for them. And other than that, they haven't done a lot of stuff. A lot of people still waiting on Lukaku for him to be sold to Inter Milan or Juventus or somewhere, you know. So maybe Dybala goes, Juventus brings Lukaku, and you know, that would be like a kind of swap, kinda. But Dybala looks like he's going to Tottenham, at least for right now. But yeah, and then who else? Leicester City, very interesting team. They can crack top six. Obviously, a few years back they won the title, crazy title run. But they've been invested in great, good, reliable players so far. I know Kelly Iheanacho didn't do very good, but James Maddison was great for them last season. Tillmans, that they just signed for $40 million quid, was good for them, was great. And I think their midfield is going to be very good. They obviously have Ndidi, which is their new Kante. So he does all the defensive work, and James Maddison and Tillmans like make sure they do the transition part of the midfield and the attacking part of the midfield. And obviously they got Vardy up top. I believe they still have Iheanacho, so that's a good just like rotation for them as well. Wolves, they got Crutoni, I'm not pretty sure how you pronounce your name, I apologize, but yeah, he's 21 years old, came from Inter Milan, or AC Milan, I'm sorry. So he's a very good player, very promising player. I believe he scored like 6-8 goals last season for Milan, for a Milan team that wasn't any good really. They were decent, but nothing to be excited about. So yeah, let me know what you think about who you think is gonna be the top six maybe of the Premier League. Of course, we got three teams outside, like I said, Wolves, Leicester, and Everton, that are gonna be, you know, part of that top six like race. So it should be a very exciting Premier League season 19-20. So really looking forward to it. And just last days of the transfer window, they're gonna be key, because if Paulo Dybala goes to Tottenham, that might make him a little better than Liverpool, so they might be able to contend more with Liverpool and Man City, and that would obviously like overtake him, like make him way better if they're not already way better than Arsenal and Man U. Definitely Man U, but Arsenal have an argument because they have a great trio up top, and then their midfield is way better now that they have Dani Ceballos. So yeah, guys, let me know what you guys think, and then we can get into more things. Let me know if you guys have any questions or anything like that, about any segments you guys want to see, any questions you guys might have that I can address over here in this podcast. Just to make sure, this podcast is not just going to be soccer or Premier League. I'm also going to be doing La Liga, Ligue 1, what else? Maybe some, you know, Champions League, obviously, here and there. Eredivisie, why not? You know, just the top five leagues, really, across the board. Serie A, of course. See if Inter Milan can dethrone Juventus for this 1 year. I know Juventus are going to be pretty much focused on the Champions League, so maybe that all takes like away, you know, from their title, from their domestic league. So maybe Inter Milan can capitalize on that. And yeah, because I don't think Napoli are stronger than they were last season. They do have Manolas, but I mean, Juventus do have Matias De Ligt. They got three other defenders coming as well. They're very young. So yeah, I'm going to be speaking about a little bit of everything. So let me know what you guys think, and if you guys have any questions, okay?